First of all, Jamie, that must have been one of the shortest loan periods ever. How glad were you to make this a permanent move?
Yeah, I was buzzing, yeah. Really pleased to get it all done. Just for the fact of some security now. I know where I stand and I know I'm playing for Bradford City and I'm not going to be going back to any other club.
Did it take any convincing to join Bradford? Were there any other options available for you?
Not really, no. As soon as I initially came alone, I've enjoyed my first like couple of weeks here. Being in and around the team and obviously playing a few games, so it's been good for me, and I've enjoyed my time here, like I said. So once the option was there to extend it and make it permanent, it was a no-brainer.
And as a forward, I mean, you join and Wes Thomas joins, there's plenty of competition for places up there now in the squad.
There is, yeah, but that's just normal. I think that's always going to be the same at every club, really. Strikers expect that if they're not performing, then there's going to be somebody to take the place. And I think a lot more at the top end of the pitch, that's the case than sort of in the other positions. But we're used to that now, and that's something that we relish.
And goal scoring has been the problem for Bradford so far this season. We're coming to a time in the season where maybe that competition will help spur the players on and hopefully in this push towards the end of the season, push you onto the playoffs.
Hopefully, yeah. I think that's the club's thoughts, the manager's thoughts, get the strikers in the building and make them push each other on, because the competition is always good, and we know as a team we haven't scored enough goals, whether that's the strikers, the midfielders. I think the whole squad obviously would like to chip in, but I think certainly the strikers we've got at the club we could do with scoring some more goals.
And Burton coming up this Saturday, that's going to be obviously a tough test. They're flying high, top of the league.
They are, and they're a good side. They've been there pretty much the whole season, really. They've never really dropped down from the top three places. So they've got that consistency. They've got some good players. They've got a lot of confidence because of where they are in the league, and it's not going to be easy for us.
And I imagine the squad is buzzing with that late winner. How important is it that you try and keep that feeling ongoing?
Well, it is, yeah. It's massive, like I said. If you can get a couple of wins together, especially in this league, it'll boost your confidence and you're getting a little bit of a run and you can consolidate a position sort of in and around the playoffs. So the lads are feeling good at the minute, and it'll be one that definitely we want to take on Saturday.
And this is the key time in the season. I was looking at the table before I came in here, and all the way 5th to 13th, there's only a few points separating the two sides. So this is the time that you need to pick up the momentum, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because it's the time when a few clubs will drop off, and you'll sort of, in a month or two time, you'll probably just have two or three people fighting for that last position, or the fifth and sixth place. The others will drop off. That's usually how it tends to happen. So if you can stay in touching distance like we are at the minute, you give yourself a good chance coming towards the end of the season.